Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to the Christian Recovery Radio with Dick B. Show. I'm your host, Dick B.'s son, Ken. My dad, Dick B., is executive director of the International Christian Recovery Coalition. The coalition's mission is to help Christian leaders and workers in the recovery arena substantially enhance their effectiveness by including in their recovery work the roles played by God, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Bible in early AA's astonishing successes. You may learn more about the International Christian Recovery Coalition at its website, www.christianrecoverycoalition.com. Dick B. has written more than 45 titles and more than 1,750 articles on AA history and the Christian recovery movement. His main website is at www.dickb.com. The Christian Recovery Radio with Dick B. shows are archived at www.christianrecoveryradio.com. And now, here is my dad, Dick B.
Good morning and aloha from Maui, Hawaii. This is Dick B. This morning we're going to give you the second of a series of briefs on how AA began and how it developed and what it developed from. And last week, the first presentation we made was the rather extensive Christian upbringing that AA's co-founders, Dr. Bob and Bill Wilson, had. And so, at that point, we pointed out that each had families that were strong Congregationalists. Each had families that were very much involved in the Congregational Church. In between their respective homes. And the important thing is that as they were matriculating in, you might say, grammar school, they were in the process of bringing old school AA back into recovery today. Now, how did that happen? Well, the first subject will be how it happened, the miraculous way it happened, with AA co-founder Bill Wilson. And the story there is that Bill was having a hilarious time as a youth in East Dorset, Vermont, and at the same time, he was enrolled in Sunday school in the little congregational church next door to his home. And Bill's family owned Pew 15 in the little church that was located between Bill's home and the home of Bill's mother on the other side, the Griffiths. Now, what we want to cover is very briefly how much Bible and Christian training these two men got before there ever was an AA. And the first point is that they had no big books, no steps, no traditions, no war stories. And the fact is that they relied on what they had learned as youngsters from the Bible. Bill had a 4-year Bible study course, and Dr. Bob said he had an extensive Bible training as a young man. So these two men then set forth, and each began a drinking episode. And Bill Wilson went to Burr and Burton Seminary, where he had a 4-year Bible study course, and he went to daily daily services at the school, where there were sermons, music, hymns, and prayers. And the same was true in Dr. Bob's church. Remember, they were both congregational churches, and they therefore had many of the same tenets and adhered to many of the same rules and observations that they did in the congregational church of those days. Now, what happened was that Dr. Bob ran into a great deal of drinking trouble once he left his academy. And at that academy, his mother had been a teacher, his father was an examiner, and the YMCA was very active in that school. And so the life that Bill led there was pretty much a matter, so much a matter, that they called him Reverend Robert Smith, because he was so much a frequenter of churches. Now, what he did was the same thing that Bill Wilson did in terms of going to daily observations at school, where they did sermons, hymns, Bible reading, and prayer sessions. And then, as I said, Bill Wilson also took a 4-year Bible study course, and to top that off, he was president of the Burr and Burton Seminary YMCA, and his father, Bob's father, was president of the YMCA in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. So that was their background. They had a thorough steeping from their parents, from their churches, their Sunday schools. And now we go to what happened to them then. The two men, for various reasons, got into a lot of difficulty drinking. Dr. Bob, particularly, at Dartmouth College, and Bill Wilson got into a lot of trouble because his girlfriend died unexpectedly under surgery, and it devastated Bill, and so he was laid up with a depression for several years. And Bill's position was that he was opposed to God because he felt God had caused the death of his girlfriend. Now, what happened was that he met a neighbor, Lois Burnham, who was to become his wife. And as time went on, they went out together. Bill went back to another academy the Norwich Academy, so that was three. And the Norwich Academy had Bible study, and provided Bill with a certain amount of religious training or Christian training just before he went off overseas when he left the military academy because of the ravages of World War I. Now, what Bill did was to souse himself in liquor as the husband of Lois Burnham Wilson, and in that capacity, he certainly showed little evidence of Christian upbringing, and therefore he got worse and worse and was taken to Towns Hospital and for four times, and the fourth time that he went there, he went to Dr. Silkworth, a leading psychiatrist in Towns Hospital, and Dr. Silkworth said, if you don't quit drinking, you're going to die or go insane. And Bill and his wife both exclaimed, what can we do? And here's the kicker. Dr. Silkworth said, Jesus Christ can cure you of your alcoholism. Now, that was an unusual situation. Bill had had a Christian upbringing, and here was his psychiatrist telling him that Jesus Christ could cure him. And so, with that, another miracle happened, and that is Bill's old school friend and boyfriend, Abby Thatcher, hung out with Bill after his disastrous affair with his girlfriend, but he also was indoctrinated with a good many Oxford Group ideas, which we don't need to go into at this time, but he got a lot of information on the Bible, times, Jesus Christ, in the company of three Oxford Group friends, Roland Hazard and two other Oxford Group friends. Now, what happened was that Emmy came to visit Bill, walked in the door, and Bill was astonished. Emmy was sober, and he was fresh-skinned and glowing, and Bill said, come now, what's happened? And Emmy said, I found religion. And Bill was upset at first. He thought at first he was a raging drunk, and now he's a raging religious person. But that isn't what happened. Emmy explained to Bill very particularly how the Oxford Group men had covered the Bible times and the days of Jesus Christ and had inculcated him with some of the Oxford Group principles. So with that, Bill was astonished at how Emmy had suddenly sobered up, and he wasn't going to take any chances. He went down to the Episcopal Church, of which Sam Shoemaker was rector, and he went down and heard Emmy give a testimonial in that church, very similar to the same information he gave at the altar at Calvary Mission when he went there after finding out from Emmy that that's how Emmy got his deliverance. And at that time, Bill heard Emmy's story from the pulpit, and he said, if they can do this for Emmy, maybe they can do this for me. And so he took off, getting drunk for several days, but he also then proceeded to go to the Calvary Mission, where Emmy had accepted Christ, and Bill went there, and he went to the rail and accepted Jesus Christ, and he wrote later, he was born again, and at that point, Bill sallied forth and was basically in a sober position. This was all miraculous. And the next event involved Bill's leaving Towns Hospital and going to Akron on a business deal that failed. And when he went there, he phoned a friend, Henrietta Simerling, and said, I'm a rubble hound from New York. I've got to talk to another drunk. And being an Oxford Group adherent, Henrietta understood the practice of helping others. So she said, well, you come right on over. And that was not possible that day. But Bill and Bob both showed up at her house, and they talked for 6 hours. And Dr. Bob said he'd heard it all before, but he certainly was persuaded that Bill knew what he was talking about and that he was telling an accurate story of his drinking and his recovery. And so with that, Bill then soon went to live with Bob and Ann Smith. And another miracle occurred, and that is that they were all sitting around a room, probably of Oxford Group people, and they went around the room confessing their faults, as was their habit in the Oxford Group. And when it went to Dr. Bob, he said, I have to tell you something that may cost me my career. And he said, I'm a secret drinker. And Henrietta said, would you like to pray? And Bob dropped to his knees and did the rest of the group and prayed. And so that was the start of Bob's recovery by prayer. And before long, he was involved in a medical convention where he got thoroughly drunk. But when he came back, he also had scheduled surgery. And everybody was worried about how can this man perform surgery when he's shaking from drinking and shaking. And the answer was, he was healed right then and right there. He conducted the surgery, and Bill came to see him, and he said, how did this happen? And Bob said, I put the whole thing in God's hands, and I was successful in the operation. And with that, Dr. Bob never had another drink. So that's how the second one got sober. He turned his life and his surgery over to God and was healed. And then he and Bill got together and said, we'd better start helping people. So they went out and located Bill Dotson, an attorney, and when they got to the hospital, they found that he'd blacked the eyes of a couple of nurses and just raised heck in the hospital. But he and his wife, Dotson that is, had prayed that a man would appear who could relieve Dotson of his terrible drinking problem. And so Bob called and he said, have you got a rummy in there? And she said, we've got a Pip. So she said, he's blacked the eyes of two nurses. He's been strapped down on the bed for several weeks. And come on over, which they did. And when they came over, they said to him, get down on your knees and surrender your life to God. And also, they said, and when you're healed, you must help somebody else. Now, that was a common denominator. Bill came to Akron, and he sought out Dr. Bob and helped him. And Dr. Bob sought God in surgery and was healed. And then these two men went to the hospital to the attorney, and he got down on his knees and surrendered his life to God. And he said to his wife, who was coming to the hospital, fetch my clothes, my dear. We're getting out of here. And so he walked out of that hospital a free man, a virtual miracle in view of the long drinking episodes he had. And Bill Wilson marked that as the inauguration of the AA fellowship. And that fellowship was then became the little group which went into the next phase, which we will cover. So that's the story of the first three. Bill Wilson had a miraculous recovery when he saw Emmy get sober and went to the pulpit and came back and went to the Calvary Mission and got born again. And then he went to Akron, and when he went there, he sought out an Oxford Group person, and it happened to be Bob, and he went there and got acquainted with the man, and the two hit it off perfectly. And so that was the beginning of their long friendship, and it was not based on a vast knowledge of alcoholism or religion. It was based on their background, Christianity, the Bible, and their Christian upbringing. And what happened then was that these men, all three, got well, and all three never drank again. So that's the end of this little story. And these men had no big book, no steps, no traditions, no war stories, and no meetings like we know them today. So that's the end of the story of the first three.
You may learn more about the International Christian Recovery Coalition at its website, www.christianrecoverycoalition.com. Dick B's main website, focusing on AA history and the Christian recovery movement, is at www.dickb.com. The Christian Recovery Radio with Dick B shows are archived at www.christianrecoveryradio.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Until next time.